Australian researchers have been trialling technology to deliver low-cost, quality prosthetic limbs to patients in Vietnam. Vietnam was chosen for the trial because of the high number of people who've been injured by landmines or in accidents. But researchers say the system could also help other people around the world, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
For the last few years, Professor Peter Lee, an expert in rehabilitation engineering from the University of Melbourne, has been working on a trial with patients in Vietnam in need of effective prosthetic limbs. In Vietnam, there's a large number of amputees who don't always have access to a prosthetist. Professor Lee and his team have been trialling their technology called pressure cast or P-cast.
So the whole prosthesis consists of the socket, then you got the shank, and then you got the prosthetic foot and, you know, the joints in between. Now, the shank and the foot are standard components. So in Vietnam, they use a lot of the International Committee of the Red Cross, the polypropylene technology, which are very low in cost. But the socket has primarily been the responsibility of the prosthetist. So that's where we are focusing on. So in developing countries, the big problem is the lack of prosthetists or trained personnel in making this socket. So this technology primarily tries to, you know, reduce the amount of input required by a trained personnel. So, you know, with the PCAST process handling the fabrication of the socket, that makes the process a lot more faster.
The technology means patients are fitted with their prosthetic limbs within a day, as the University of Melbourne's Sheridan Lang explains.
So when the patient presents, obviously we explain to them the purposes of the trial. We then wrap their residual limb in a plaster wrap, which they then place into the P-cast tank. We turn the taps and water rushes in, and this water pressure actually moulds the plaster cast to the exact anatomy of the participant's residual limb, so there's no modifications or adjustments required by the prosthetist. Using this negative cast, we create a positive mould. And using that, we can drape polypropylene, a really rugged and durable plastic, around the mould. And this forms the socket. It takes the heating in the oven and it's done, essentially. This is then attached to standard ICRC Red Cross components, which they can use to adjust to the right height for the patient, and they align it so they walk properly and in a manner that's comfortable and efficient for them.
The trial has worked with a small group of patients and has been effective for about 70% of the participants. Some patients have more complex needs, and Professor Lee thinks this technology could free up prosthetists to help those people.
The PCAR socket is really not a replacement of a trained personnel or like a prosthetist. I think it is to try and sort of increase the capacity of the clinic to handle a larger patient load, for example. So if you have a lot of patients coming in, like in our trial, about 70% of our patients, volunteers who have gone through the trial were successful with the PCAST socket. But of course, there's also the 30% who are a lot more complex. The prosthetist can then pay more attention to this 30% who needs a lot more attention.
Professor Lee and his team have been working with the Vietnamese Training Center for Orthopedic Technologists in Hanoi. Nguyen Thi Lu is one of the patients in the trial. She lost her lower right leg when she was hit by a train. She says now she can walk, jog, climb and travel. The researchers are working towards taking the technology to other developing countries.
Sarah Sedgie reporting.